Well, I haven't recorded an audio boo in a long time. I don't know that it's not that I've had anything to say. I've certainly had lots of stuff to say. It's just stuff that I didn't really feel like anybody wanted to hear, which is okay. But it's very hot. I wish I'd brought my headphones along, but I didn't. So I'm just kind of awkwardly holding this, holding my iPhone up to me. That was loud. That was the shredder at my office. There's a big giant shredder truck out here. What was I saying? Yeah, it's very warm. Wish I brought my earphones. I'm holding the iPhone up to my face like it's a Starfleet communicator, which is pretty awesome. But I've had a series of conversations lately with different people, sort of synchronicity, on sort of the same topic, which is the internet, how the internet's changing the world, how the internet's changing people. I think I sort of take the long view in the sense that if you were an archaeologist or an anthropologist and you were looking back in time, say 200 years from now at this particular period of history, if we're still around by then, I think you're going to see that a lot of the problems that the human race is going through at this particular point in time have to do with a change in the individual person's sense of scale. Scale in every single way. You have things like YouTube now, you have things like Twitter where people are sharing thoughts and feelings and ideas on a moment-to-moment basis. And I believe you're having a lot of illusions that are shattering as a result of this. Now, the reason they're shattering is because the best we've been able to do with our communication for the past 50,000 years is, communicate relatively slowly. And that's obviously sped up exponentially the further you got to the present day. Initially, the only way you could get a message any distance at all was you had to physically carry it, physically tell somebody. You know, for a long time, you didn't even have writing and throughout the world. So you had to actually tell someone, and then you had translation problems, etc. You move on up to writing, and that got a little bit better because you could carry a message through time as well as space. You know, write something down and tell somebody 50 years into the future. Moves along, and printing obviously got easier. I mean, I'm not, sorry to give you a history lesson here, but I'm just sort of thinking out loud. The invention of radio and telephone and that sort of thing obviously was kind of a seismic change in the way human beings thought. And the reason was because our brains had to adapt to much, much faster changes in communication and in society as a result of the ideas flowing a lot easier. Well, now we've gone past, I believe, actually, the information age, as they call it. And information is virtually instantaneous. As the saying goes, you know, the future is here, it's just not widely distributed. The technology now allows for communication to be as instantaneous as it's possible to be without actually being telepathic, which I actually think is on the way too. But the problem with this is our slow means of communication all these centuries has given the human brain a cartoon vision of itself. It's Plato's cave, where we've had this image of ourselves as something relatively simple, relatively coherent. You know, you look at America and you have the political parties, Republican and Democrat, and the Republicans all kind of got along with each other because, hey, we're all in sort of the same bed, and the Democrats were the same way. And it's not just politics, but most areas of society, could get along with these abstract generalizations, these cartoon images of the way the world is. Now with Twitter, you have... I remember there was an article on Gizmodo about a week or a couple weeks back where... I didn't actually read the article, but I love the headline. It was essentially that I like celebrities less because of Twitter. Because, and I think a lot of people have this, have had this problem where you've got somebody, you're a big fan of a particular celebrity, whether they're an actor or whatever, and you get a couple of tweets from them on Twitter, and you realize that they're just an asshole. That's happened to me several times. People that I have loved and admired since I was a child, a little kid. And, you know, listen to their Twitter remarks for about a week and just couldn't take them anymore. And it's totally changed my view of them. Well, I think this is happening with a lot of things in our world. Because we're sort of holding up the mirror to ourselves, the true mirror, for the first time. We're seeing that there are 7 billion, or almost 7 billion people on this planet that are, for the most part, very different from us. This is different from the sort of touchy-feely message that we've been getting, certainly since I was a kid, for a long time, which is that we're all really the same, and it's all just this glorious mixture of, you know, we all have our little differences, but ultimately, when you dig right down, we're all the same. And the lesson here is that we are definitively not the same. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that the true magnitude of our intellectual diaspora is becoming quite evident as we move into the future. Sorry, I just got home. I'm gonna go in, get some lunch. I just thought I would record a little bit because I haven't done it in a while. It's a glorious day, even though I'm sort of baking a little bit. Give me some feedback. My email, of course, is isoban, ISOBAN@gmail.com.